What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good day, family. Good day, tribe, Dream Nation. Hey, I wanted to share something with each and every one of you all because this question gets asked to me a lot, and I'm hoping that this can have some impact on you, on your day, on your family, on your community, the same way that it's had impact on me when I really started to recognize it. So the question that I'm often asked is, what are my keys to success? What are the things that I continuously do every single day to make sure that I show up and that I'm the best version of me and that I win in anything that I put my mind to? And so I always boil this down to three things. And those are my three E's, right? And so the first E, to jump right into it, is energy, right? That's the one thing that I know going into each day, going into each situation that I can control. Whether that's negative or positive, or even just indifferent, nonchalant, I know that I can control my energy. I can't control the result. I can't control the outcome, but I can control my energy and I can control my effort. So that's what I focus on. Every single day, I know that my day is going to be made up of one energy, but two transitions. So what are transitions? Think about it. When you first get up in the morning, you're droggy-eyed, whatever it is, right? You don't want to get out of bed. Maybe you are excited to get out of bed, but understand the moment that you get out of bed, it's a transition to doing something else. It's a transition to drinking a glass of water to be able to get your energy in the right place. It's a transition to getting into the shower. It's a transition to brushing your teeth. It's a transition of going to wake your kids or your younger brothers and sisters up. There's different transitions, and even from there, right, it's a transition to how am I going to show up? I got to cook this food. Is it, oh my God, I got to cook breakfast? So is it like, yo, this is an opportunity that I get to spend with my family right now because we don't know what the rest of the afternoon brings. We don't know what tomorrow brings. This could be that last breakfast that we have. So let me make sure that I'm present and let me make sure that I have positive energy, that I'm going to inflict that around everybody who's in contact with me because they're going to take that and then inflict it into other people and becomes a compound effect. So that number one thing is I'm focused always on my energy. If I can inspire enough people to have great energy throughout their day, man, I tell you, when you smile, it's hard for somebody else to stay mad at you, right? If they know that your character and your intentions are in the right place, there's nothing deceitful, right? It's hard for somebody to stay mad at you, right? That's why kids are so beautiful, especially if you have any daughters, right? I know my daughter, she's always like, I'm sorry, mom. She could have painted the whole wall. We just spent $10,000 on a paint job. It doesn't really even matter. And she could all of a sudden put some slime on the wall. And it's like, what? Why would you do this? I'm sorry, right? That smile, though, is the thing that's like, yo, let me just chill. Like, it's going to be okay. So that's what other people will respond to you just like when you make a mistake, which we all do in life. Right? So the number one thing is energy. Number two is environment. Environment's so crucial because if you're anything like me, or it doesn't even matter if you're like me, you have an entrepreneurial mind. I say all the time, people are like, oh, I'm not an entrepreneur. Everyone's an entrepreneur. Because what entrepreneurism, if that's even a word, right? What entrepreneurship really is innovation and the ability to serve to solve problems. right? Let me say that again. Entrepreneurship is really just innovation and the ability to serve to solve problems. So everyone is serving all day, whether you're serving for yourself or whether you're saving for your boss, right? Or whether you're serving for a nonprofit, you're serving already. You're serving your family, right? And it's innovation. It's figuring out, okay, these things are okay, but there's a lot of flaws in this. There's a lot of frustration in this. How can I make it better? Right? And who can I help with this frustration? Because I'm probably not the only one that's frustrated. So that's all entrepreneurship and innovation is. Well, when you first get in, the toughest part is we don't know who our tribe is. We don't know the people who we can go to. And one of the things that one of my brothers and mentors told me from early on when I first started to really understand who I was in this business world and who I was in this marketing world and even personal development, he said, you know what? The fastest way to kill a dream is to introduce it to a small mind, right? He said that. Let me say that again. The fastest way to kill a dream is to introduce it to a small mind. So that's the thing. Like, we have to make sure that we have our tribe around us. We have to make sure that we're connecting with the people who are like-minded. And a lot of the times you're going to find those people when you take risk and get out of your comfort zone. Why? Is because those people really understand it because they took the same risk or they're taking the same risk. So they're right on the same level as you. They want that accountability. They want you to be a resource for them. So environment is very important, right? And a lot of the times if you're coming out of a negative environment, something that I always tell people, whenever they're going through something and they have to take a risk to be able to get uncomfortable and get something that they never had, is it's very tough. Let me say this. It is very tough to heal in the same environment that makes you sick.
Hey, Dream Builder. If you're anything like me, you have no idea how to come up with a quality logo or even a creative design. You know that quality is important, but it's not always the easiest to nail down, right? That's where Design Crowd comes in. Whether it's a logo, a website, book cover, or even a social media ad, they have a community of over 900,000 professional designers around the world ready to help solve your creative problem. Head on over to designcrowd.com/Dream Nation to learn more. And just for being a part of the Dream Nation tribe, you're going to receive a special VIP offer when you sign up to $150 credit. Now, instead of waiting weeks for an agency to pitch you an idea, you'll be able to get a design of exactly what you need within just 3 days. So again, head on over to designcrowd.com/Dream Nation and check it out.
It just is. You think about it, if you're trying to stop smoking cigarettes, if you're trying to stop eating unhealthy, right? And every time you come home, there's McDonald's on the counter or there's a pack of cigarettes that's in your drawer. You're gonna see those things every single day. And it's hard to be able to block those things out of your mind because the people around you are making them seem cool. And we all love to be connected. We all love to make, we all love to have our tribe at the end of the day. So environment's very important. I'm always watching who is in my circle, right? I'm always watching who are the people that are forcing me to level up, whether that's directly or indirectly. I'm always watching that. And those are the people who I continuously want to surround myself with because that allows me to be able to give back to my family and challenge them the same way. And at the end of the day, we know that it's all love. We can all appreciate tough love. And environment is so crucial in that. And what's the third thing? The third thing is exposure. Exposure is so critical because I always think back to when I was a young kid. The thing that kept me alive, even now, I mean, you're in different social media platforms, you're in different networking groups or whatever it is. Think about when you hear somebody that's doing something that you never even one heard about, but two, you never knew was even possible, right? Amazon, people are making six figures off of just being an influencer. People are making millions of dollars a year off of just having a podcast. You're like, what? Like, how did you do that? Right? People come from no degree, no real estate background, but yet now they have a development of over 1,000 units. How did you do that? And then you become inspired. Why? Is because you became exposed. Exposure is key to everything. The moment that you get exposed, again, it's like going back, like one thing that was said to me, and I always believe this, it's like the mind and the heart is really like a wallet. Once it's been expanded, it can never contract back to its original state. So once your mind has been exposed to these things, it's tough. That's why I know in the real estate world, one of the books that a lot of people read, at least when they first starting out, is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And that's a book that exposes you to a different way of thinking. And you have to be willing to, one, be open-minded, to be exposed to those things, but two, do your due diligence. Not just on, oh man, it can't work, but two, like, who are the people who have made this work? How can I seek out more information that they have to provide? And so that's been a big thing for me as well, always making sure that I'm exposed. Think about it like this. If you have kids, if you have younger brothers and sisters, or maybe you're about to have your own kid, would you ever want them to be told, no, they can't do something? Or would you ever want them to not try their hand at everything? Because they don't know yet in life what they really want to be. And I would say for each and every one of us, we really don't know yet in life where we really want to be. There's people that are making pivots and reinvention when it comes to themselves when they're 50 years old, 60 years old. Why? Is because they thought they wanted to be one way, but then they got exposed to this other way and it made them come alive. So that's the thing that I would challenge you to do. Every single day, make sure that you're exposing yourself to something new. And when you get exposed to it, circle back and say, okay, what type of energy am I bringing into this situation? Because if it's a negative one, then your environment that you've then put yourself in, your new environment, they're not going to want to keep you around. So what's going to happen? You're going to be pushed out and then you feel like you don't have any connection. So the way around that is make sure I bring good energy to a great environment and continue to expose myself. Hopefully that helps somebody out there. Because when I first learned all of that, when I first put it down just like that, that allowed me to be able to know that anything was possible, and relationships, right? Mindset and relationships would be the true currency for all of my success. And that's the reason why I'm here today. So again, remember, in the dream we trust, but you must take action on your dream, whatever it is, because otherwise that dream will only merely be a fantasy. That's all for this one. If you got anything out of this video, please drop a comment below. I would love to be able to hear, or reach out to me. Reach out to me, to my team. We would love to be able to hear, was this valuable? Would you like to see more content like this? My whole goal is just to inspire somebody to go out there, live their dreams, and create a life by their design. And that somebody's you. We'll see you on the next one.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.